Summer is so sexy. The warm summer breeze caresses your skin, the days are longer, and we're all wearing fewer clothes. So it is the perfect time to ignite the passion in your relationship and really enjoy the increased intimacy that comes with the season. Well, luckily, Promescent, the trusted brand for enhancing intimacy for both him and her, has the perfect solutions to make this summer sizzle. For him, the Promescent Delay Spray is a game changer. You just put a few sprays on your penis before sex, and you'll be able to last up to 65% longer in bed. Say goodbye to those premature endings and hello to extended pleasure. It's like a secret weapon to keep the party going all night long. And for her, the Promescent Warming Arousal Gel is the key to unlocking new sensations. It's a paraben and hormone-free formula, and it stimulates blood flow on the clitoris. So you just rub it on a few minutes before sex, and it provides this tingling, buzzing, and warming sensation to her most sensitive areas. And that just leads to more arousal and more intense orgasms. Visit Promescent.com/Emily for 15% off your purchase. You get free shipping, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and discreet delivery. That's Promescent.com/Emily. Promescent.com/Emily for 15% off your purchase. Promescent is your one-stop shop for making this summer unforgettable. Not only do I love toys in the bedroom, that you know, but I also care a lot about bedding. There's nothing like really good sheets. It just makes a difference. And the funny thing is, if you've never had fine quality sheets or felt them, you probably think, oh, these sheets are fine. But when you do, you can never go back. And think about it. You spend more time on your bed sheets than anything else you own. So when I got hit up by Boll & Branch, who are known for their fine linens made from organic cotton, I said, sure thing, send along. I'll be the judge of that. So they came in the mail, they're beautifully packaged, and I tried them out. And I'd never owned organic cotton sheets. Organic fruit, yes, but not sheets. I'd always thought it was about thread count. But here's the thing. It turns out all that stuff about thread count and Egyptian cotton is BS. So when you buy sheets with a super high thread count, you think, oh, I'm getting the best. But what you're really buying is a marketing scam. Thread counts have nothing to do with quality. And don't get me started on so-called Egyptian cotton. Apparently, that's just the name of a plant grown in Pakistan. Who knew? So Boll & Branch sheets are different. First of all, you can only get them at BollandBranch.com, so you know you're paying for quality sheets and not for overhead. And literally, they're the softest, most comfortable sheets I've ever felt, and they get softer every time you wash them. And three U.S. presidents have slept on Boll & Branch sheets. These are people who can afford to sleep on any brand of sheets in the world. And a message for the guys, there's nothing like bad sheets that really turns off a woman. We notice. So now you can have the same sheets as a president. But don't worry, they're priced so reasonably. They cut out all the middlemen, department store markups, all that stuff, so you can get amazingly luxurious sheets for a couple $100. Boll & Branch is so confident you'll love their sheets, they'll let you try them risk-free for 30 nights. So if you order now, they'll give you $50 off a set of sheets, plus free shipping. Just go to BollandBranch.com, use promo code Emily, and you get $50 off. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com, and use the promo code Emily. You get $50 off. You can try them for 30 days. It's a great deal. Check it out. You'll love them. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, and you can change your sex life if you can read our blog posts, because, and our videos, and watch our videos and all that, and like, I have ADD, you probably do too. They're like 3 minutes long, and you know what? You will be better in bed, and that's all I'm saying. And that's why we're listening to the show. So if that's what you want, then go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Follow me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. I'm very excited for tonight's show. My guest is Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm. We have dueling podcasts. I don't consider you a competitor, but they're right. Top podcasts up there in iTunes.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's funny because when we first started our show 7+ years ago, I was like, who's this chick, Sex with Emily, who's like way up in the ranks? Like, I want to email this person. I did, and you replied like 3 years later.
I know. I'm so sorry. I really have an email management issue.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry, but now we've become good friends. Yeah. And we're going to get into our antics in a minute because I've got like so many questions, because all I'm going to say, because I'm also going to talk to Anderson here. Anderson is looking very diligently at the board. Talk to me, Anderson.
No, I'm looking at computer stuff.
I know, but
porn,
really,
if you must know.
Are you looking at porn? Stuff. Everyone here in the Loveline Studios, they just watch porn all the time. And
they, not doing we did things. Until they took that away from us. Now we can't.
They would do that. Anderson, I missed you this week because I was going to come in another night, but I had I was in Las Vegas.
What were you doing in Las Vegas?
I was at a sex toy convention.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting because there were a lot of sex toys. Sex toys, sex products. It's called the International Lingerie Show. So lots of scantily clad models.
A lot of pervs.
A lot of pervs.
Yeah.
A lot of pervs. A lot of effed up people.
Any anyone actually demonstrating how to use these toys?
No, there were no live demonstrations, but I did walk around and people were like, you know, demonstrating on me, but like there was
how does that work? Were you wearing a skirt?
That came out
No. But they would like show my hand, like the vibration on my hand, you know, like that kind of thing.
Oh, I'm picturing the future.
Yeah,
we get so far off base, off our moral base, our compass, that we're like old ladies walking down in the mall, and they have a little kiosk. Come here, let me show you how this vibrator works.
Exactly. We hope that happens. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But this, I got to bring my Emily and Tony line. So everyone knows I launched a product called Emily and Tony, and I have this amazing cream to powder formula. It's a ball cream for men called Down Under Comfort. Okay. So I got to bring it to this conference with all these people who have launching products. I was like, well, I've got a product for you. So I'd walk up to men. I'm like, how are your balls doing? Do you want something to put on your balls and keep them fresh and dry? Like Anderson, you're probably wearing it right now, right?
I am. I don't know if I should be admitting that. I don't have a problem down there.
Right. It's not,
I
don't have a problem. It just maintains your freshness after the shower.
It makes me feel even cleaner after the shower.
Right. Exactly. Right. And it's always, I have some for you too, Jordan.
Oh, good. I was going to say, I definitely could use that.
Okay,
I wear compression
good.
Shorts and I run and stuff.
See,
CrossFit.
You can get a blowjob after you run from your girlfriend and she won't mind if you're wearing this. So it's called Down Under Comfort. It's a unique cream formula that turns into a light natural powder to keep your intimate areas dry, comfortable, fresh, and clean. It can be used anywhere on the body. I can use it under my breasts, lower back. It prevents sweat stains. It's a natural botanical formula enriched with antioxidant, vitamin E, aloe leaf, blah, blah, blah. Men probably don't care about that much.
Not at
stuff.
All.
But
yeah.
What I got to tell dudes is that it has this light, fresh scent. And I'll show it to you in a second, Jordan, so you can smell it.
Can
and put
I
it
just
on your
apply
balls.
It right now?
Yeah, will you? Hold on.
I totally will.
I know you will. You say you will, but I really want you to.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Here. I will.
This is yours, Down Under Comfort.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And guys were freaking out. There were these models and these tidy whities all day. I'm like, go put this on in the bathroom. And they came up to me at the end of the day, and they're like, I'm not sweating. I'm fresh. Because the scent is really, like, it's a light thing, and you don't sweat.
It's counterintuitive.
Like,
right. Because, like, you don't think adding moisture down there is going to help, but it dries up so quickly.
It dries up
and
into a lovely powder.
The good kind of powder down there.
Exactly.
Remind me not to shake this guy's hand.
I was going to say, I'm going to use my left hand, first of all.
But we'll have a wipey for you if you want. He's actually applying ball cream. I wish we had cameras in here.
I'm glad that you don't. Then I might change my mind.
He's really putting it on, so we won't talk to you for a minute.
No, it's okay. You can talk to me. I can rub my balls and talk.
So rub your balls, and then you got to move it around in circles so you'll see it turns. Like, do you ever use talcum powder down there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you really do?
Yeah.
Okay, so talcum powder is carcinogenic. It gets all over the floor.
I did not know that.
Yeah, exactly. You almost died.
Oh, God.
So it gets
my
all over the floor.
Snoring.
It gets in the creases, everything. And
so
then
high.
It's messy and it doesn't smell as good or taste good. This is tapioca powder.
Uh-huh.
And it's all vegan and natural. He really
says,
has his hands
it
on
It says
his hands.
Wash hands after use. That part's optional, right?
Yeah. You know, well, just don't shake my hand or Anderson's hand, but we're cool. He's really putting on your
you
balls.
Hugs.
And then we're going to talk to you after the show's over and I want you to know how they feel.
So check out emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Check it. You'll love it. Just saying, you want to spice up your sex life. All right.
I need more.
Take more.
I need more. It was a long day.
So this is the thing. The guys don't think that, but the women are so happy about this product because they think, my guys, they're not going to tell you, but they wish they'd like to give you a blowjob, but you just get back from the gym and you're all sweaty and gross.
A little
so,
funky.
I think I totally
funky.
Just...
Everyone gets funky. It's fine.
I think I self-sabotaged me talking about the art of charm after this intro where I'm like, got my hand in my drawers.
No, you're the best. He helps men become more confident. And because I didn't explain what you did. He helps men become more confident with women, get the dates, get the girls in like a really smart way. He's not a pickup artist.
Right.
Right?
I'm not.
And we're going to get into that and all that.
soon.
Yeah, so, if I was a pickup artist, I'd have some like cool guy thing to say about like, ooh, you wouldn't touch my butt. Like I'd have some like weak ass banter.
But you didn't.
Thing.
But we're also friends.
Right, that's true.
So if we weren't friends, would you have asked me to touch your balls?
No, I would. No. I mean, there's some those guys are so corny. Like they would have had some like, oh, we're talking about touching my balls. This is a subconscious thing. They would have had some like.
Or they would have thought I liked you, or something. They would have convinced it. Like, oh, she's talking about my balls.
Right.
So, but what we're going to get to, Jordan, we're going to talk about like how you approach women and how guys should try to meet women the right way. And I'm always telling, and we're going to answer some emails from listeners. People emailed me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. These are specific questions I thought you could answer because I'm always hearing from guys. You know, how do I approach the woman? How do I talk to her? How do I text her? What do I say? What do I do? So I have a few specific questions, Jordan, that I thought you could answer. How's it going over there with the balls?
It's good. No, I just like cleaned up and buttoned back up.
And you see the powder, right? It's really cool. Cleaned powder, you wouldn't think.
Yeah.
It's fine.
My hands basically have some sort of talcum stuff.
And how's it smell?
It smells good.
Right?
Yeah,
that's how you'll smell all day.
That's cool.
I know.
I like it.
Aren't you happy? EmilyandTony.com, and you just got a bottle. So if you love me and you love this show, Sex with Emily, I'm not charging you. It's free. Go buy my product and save my life. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's only $1,800 a tube, right?
No, it's $18. Oh. It's so cheap. It's like, but you don't, it's not even that they're sweaty. It's just that it's not, because a lot of guys, like Anderson said, like, I don't have that problem. Like, you might not have that problem, but it just, it's a confidence thing. So you just know, at least I'm fresh down there. Like, it's not like they're dripping all over the place.
I just thought of another kind of person that could use it.
Who?
Morbidly obese people with folds.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in your belly folds, love handle folds.
Totally. Any folds, anywhere you sweat, you can use it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. That's a whole new market we're going to target.
Okay, we should add that to the copy.
Find a fold and freshen it.
I'll add that to the copy. I don't even have a copy. What?
Find a fold and freshen it.
Find a fold and freshen it. That's so good. Jordan's also a U of M graduate, University of Michigan graduate like myself. So we're really smart. If we talk over your heads tonight, I'm sorry. Just grab. You might have to go into a dictionary or something and check it out because we're pretty friggin' smart people. So, okay, Jordan. Some things I have to ask you.
Sure.
Well, first, tell me about what you do. Tell me about theartofcharm.com.
Sure. So, first of all, we have like 210 hours of audio on there at theartofcharm.com/podcast. There's a podcast there, and we release every week. So a lot of it's personal growth for men. So we've had you on there talking about sex. We've had a million different dating episodes on there that are all like not just guys ranting, but like we talk about body language, vocal tonality, eye contact, touch, trust. I've gotten spies and all kinds of cool like entrepreneurs on there and people talking about like real deal practical stuff that guys can apply, and it's all free. And then what we do at The Art of Charm is we run week-long live-in programs. So that means that guys from all over the world, like right now I've got like two Australians, a guy from the UK, Canadians, and nobody's even from LA or California.
Wow.
They're all at the place right now. We have a training facility in
Canadians
LA.
Canadians need help. They're kind of boring. Just kidding. I love all my Canadian listeners. Anderson, are you Canadian? It's a joke.
Half.
Half.
No, I'm kidding. I'm from Michigan. We always had Canadians near right
That's
there.
That's true. We're basically,
I went to camp in Canada. I love them. Go ahead.
We're basically, from Michigan, we're basically Canadians with shitty healthcare.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
and guns.
And guns.
Right.
Guns and bad healthcare. And so the guys come from all over the world, and it's a 60-hour program. So it's 6 days, 7 days, essentially. We train guys, and there's drills, exercises. We train everything from body language, the way you sit, stand, walk, talk, to generating trust. All like master the first few minutes of an interaction and then learn how to like connect with women and get really deep. And a lot of guys take it for business purposes because they're like, I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm hitting a ceiling. I need to learn how to network like a fucking boss. So they'll come to us, and even if they're like married, and they're like, I need to learn how to network.
Wow,
really,
so you
well.
Really expanded. It's not just guys who want to get into a relationship or date women.
All. That's how I started though, because when I was in law school, I was like, I went to this law firm, and I realized that the partners that made the most money and were never in the office, they were always the same people. And I was like, how come this guy's never in the office, but he makes the most money? And because like you kind of find that out through word of mouth. And I would talk to them and I'd be like, how come you're able to bring in all the business? They bring in business. That's why they make more money. And they're like, yeah, I go to jiu-jitsu. I play golf. I belong to a country club. I volunteer at this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, so basically you're just like schmoozing and being cool and everyone loves you. So that when you get wind of a new deal because you're hanging out in like a freaking Finnish sauna with like some iBankers, they're like, oh yeah, we need somebody to do this real estate deal. And he's like, oh, I'm the man for that. And they're like, oh yeah, sure. We're still on for squash tomorrow. And they throw him like $1 million in business.
Wow.
And he's like, yo, I'll take my commission on that. And that like adds 200 G's to his coffers.
That's so smart.
In like an hour.
So,
yeah.
So then you learned how to become more of that guy, the networker. It wasn't your natural skill?
I used to be really shy and quiet, and I'm not at all now. Like, people who know me now are like, what? And people who've known me back then, like my old college roommates, they constantly say things like, dude, you're a totally different person. Like, is this...
How did you... So how... Okay, so you're a great... You're a poster child for your own product,
your own brand,
because you were that guy. You were that guy that wasn't confident with women, that wasn't confident talking, networking. And it's like what I tell guys, like, you got to build confidence. But that seems to me like I just want to.
It's like saying get taller.
Yeah. Or it's like saying tell people when they tell me to focus. I'm like, okay, like if I couldn't focus, I would focus if I could. No, but.
Yeah,
exactly. Focus. Whatever, I would.
Get richer, damn it. That didn't even have all this money problems.
Yeah, it's like get taller or whatever. But how do you, so break it down for me. Like, because women always say the number one thing is the guy who's confident. A guy who's confident. Where do you start with these guys who are just shy and they've never, give me an example. Like,
so a lot of people have situational confidence and we'll start from there. So like, say there's a guy who's like, he's an entrepreneur or something like that, or he's like an attorney or a doctor. He's in the ER, he's like on point, knows his shit. We can help translate that confidence from where he is situationally and help him become more confident in an area where he's weak. And that's huge. So, for example, we'll have him we'll really do like a full analysis of like this guy in the ER. How is he behaving? Why is he behaving that way? And he's like on point, right? He's an ER doctor.
How does he like role plays it for you or you go with him?
Yeah, do that. We'll do that too. And then we'll be like, okay, now talk to our female instructor. And it's like his body language goes like, meow.
Right.
And you're like, do you see why this is different? So we change his body language. We give him some little tricks and tactics to make things easier. We videotape him doing it so that we can show him where he's screwing up. Because if we just tell you, you're like, okay, stand up straight. Okay, got it. You write it down in a notebook. You never look at it. If you see yourself like all like crinkled up and hunched over, like freaking Pinocchio, little pop puppet guy, you're gonna be like, wow, I look like that. Then we fix something, you do it again, we fix something else, you do it again, we fix something else, you do it again. Till then you're like, oh, I look pretty fucking good on video now at the end of the first couple days.
That's amazing.
Well, then we take you out to a bar or a club and then you're like, holy shit, I'm getting so much positive feedback now from women. Because they're not going, wow, you seem confident. They're just like laughing at all the crap that you say. And
right, you're
like,
exactly. What?
You know? And so if you don't have situational confidence and we have like, quote unquote, no starting point, all we do then is we go, okay, you don't have anything that you can sort of mentally grab onto. We're just going to start from scratch. So we'll take away all of the like negative mindsets that guys have, like, oh, women are only after money, or like, I'm not tall enough to get the girls I want, or oh, I'm a little overweight, women don't find me attractive. We go through a really kind of brutal process in the beginning. You're not going to like cry. We don't yell at you. But it's just like you have to face your own ego a lot, and it sucks. Because guys don't like
it's
to
like
face their
therapy
ego.
Too. No, not at all. So then, how do you?
It's tough.
You break it down.
We break it down big time for guys. Like we make them approach our female instructors. We videotape them. Like I said before, we do a lot of like role play type situations where you deal with difficult people who are like really not going to give you your way. We teach you how to generate trust through touch and eye contact and things like that, and that works really well. And then through field work, where we take you out during the day and at night. Guys who are like terrified of talking to women, they start to open up because we're there. We help them do it. We give them a starting point and a skill set and little baby steps. And once they do those baby steps, the women are like, they're giving them these positive feedback where they'll be like laughing. We have guys come up, and I can quote a million things, where a guy goes, I've never had women respond to me in this way before, and this is the first day of boot camp. Like, what's going on?
The first time in their life. Because it's so true that women date the guys. Like, all the guys I've dated are clearly the guys who have had confidence to come up to me and talk to me.
Sure.
So there's a bunch of really nice guys, I'm sure, that I'm not dating because they just have fear about talking to me or talking to women.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, maybe I should go talk to them. I never approach men.
But it's not your job as a girl to approach the guy.
I know, but I just feel like maybe that's where all the good guys are.
It is, but
they're all the guys not talking to me. But then I'd be bored.
How unattractive is that when you're leading? So one of the things we teach is leading, right? So the girl will go, well, that's why girls go, only the guys that approach me are all gross. Well, yeah, because the guys who are super socially unaware, they have like delusional confidence, or the guys who are quote unquote confident in that way because they're used to like women falling for their crap, they'll approach, but girls are like, ew, where are all the good guys? They're in the corner freaking out because you're hot.
Right.
And they don't want to get rejected because it would mean the world – it would fuck them up for
that's
like
weeks.
That's what they
think, but you teach them that it's not so bad if
right.
they get rejected.
It's not so bad. We teach you to steel yourself a little bit and just to not internalize it, because rejection happens. Like, I mean, I went out with a girl like 2 weeks before I met my girlfriend, and she was like, nope, and I was like, oh, well, whatever, I'm good. Like,
right.
it was fine. But I remember years ago doing that and being like, I hate this. This sucks. It's not working. Da, da, da. But I didn't have anybody to be like, dude, this is totally normal.
Right. Like, fine. Like, rejection is a part of life.
It's part
you
of life.
You reject 100 times. It's okay. Just
yeah.
do it. Because people call in all the time. And they, yeah. They're just like, I don't even know where to start. How do I? Yeah. So just practicing.
Yeah.
Taking one of your courses. Art mm-hmm. of Charm. That would be amazing. Okay. Anderson, how are you with the chicks before you got married and all that?
I'm fine. I'm all right.
They always liked you?
I never approached them, though. I always waited for them to come to me.
See,
so
why?
You and I would never...
No, we never would have met, and we could be together.
We totally could be doing it right now.
But that would be amazing. But it's so sad that it didn't work out.
Jordan, last week, Emily and I were talking, and she was talking about how she hasn't had sex in a long time.
Got
and
it.
I let her know that if we were on a date or if we were just at a bar casually talking, that I would take that as a come on. You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
But we were on my radio show.
I know. Okay, I'm not saying you actually were. I'm just saying that if you were out in the real world, you did that.
Yeah.
Careful.
It is interesting how guys read women's signals so differently. You're right. Did I really say I didn't sex in a while? It was like, how long has it been? A few weeks. For me, that's a while.
I think you're promoting your sex toys. So there's a good reason for it.
But I wouldn't lie.
I know you weren't lying.
I've got some sex toys to talk about. So I got all these new sex
Quick
toys.
Question while we're
go,
talking about sex toys. I know we're all over the place, but
yeah,
you and I are
always.
ADD.
Yes.
ADD.
We all are, yeah.
Glass in the ass. Why do they always use glass for sex toys for the butt?
I'm so glad
that
you asked this. They don't
That
always
is terrifying.
Did
it is,
you
right?
see
I
my
would never
Instagram with the Hello Kitty butt plugs? Is that why you're asking me that?
No, but that seems childlike and creepy.
They're glass.
So creepy.
They're glass.
I mean, where do I get those?
They're glass Hello Kitty butt plugs. I mean, there was literally thousands of butt plugs at the show, and the Hello Kitty ones I posted. You got to go to my Instagram because there's some hilarious photos from the show. But they're glass because they stay clean. You can freeze them, you can heat them, like you can do all these different things to them. It's just a good solid material rather than putting plastic in your butt.
Wait, you can freeze something and then stick it in your butt?
Yeah, if you want that sensation. People
that
like to do that with the glass. They want to boil it
because
they want
it hot. Stick like
and
your tongue would stick on
yeah,
metal.
Exactly. And
it
stays clean. But there are some really, and then there was a butt plug too that had a magnet. So this one was a glass butt plug with a magnet on it, and the magnet was connected to a rabbit's tail, like a fur, piece of fur. So if you stuck the butt plug in, you would look like you had
Stop,
a tail.
That's hilarious.
And then you could pull the fur off like a playmate. So I was like a bunny, but I didn't stick it in my butt because I was in the middle.
Wait,
of
the Hello Kitty one was it pink?
It was had little diamonds. Hello Kitty was like in a little like a rhinestones, you know. It wasn't like real. Yeah.
So the end of it has the kitty.
I think it's
head
called
on.
Bling Your Booty is the name of the company.
That's so funny.
Yeah, check it out on Instagram. Sex with Emily, hilarious. Okay,
we're at the end of civilization. I think
totally.
We're about to burn.
We are. Oh my god, you should see the things
that
I saw.
And Gomorrah.
And it's what?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
I know. Seriously, I mean, I could
literally
tell you some of the things that I saw that really like blew my mind. The butt plugs were definitely a highlight. There was a lot of whips and chains and stuff. I got a lot of good new like bondage gear, but mm-hmm. I don't really have anyone to use it with this moment. Although I am doing going on some match dates next week. I am actually going on them.
You're
going
to freak out these dudes. You got
to
ease into that stuff. You can't be like, so I do a sex talk show and I got all this bondage shit. And guys are going to be like, they're either going to be like, sweet, let's go home right now. Or they're going to be like, check, please.
Yeah, don't let them know.
How do I avoid?
Say they do radio.
What do I do? Radio, but that's still kind of public. No, but then they're going to be like listening. Like I had a guy I went on a date with. I actually had three dates last week, so it's not like. But I didn't have sex with any of them. But the point is,
you just let them put butt plugs with tails.
Exactly. I'm like, would you mind sticking this butt plug in? I went on dates, and they one of them listened to the entire Love Line when I was on last week. And
after the
a
date
few
or
weeks
before?
Ago, before the date, and I just I couldn't decide if that's good
not
or bad.
Fair.
So how
do you use a fake name?
I have to use a fake to name a match, but will you? Someone help me write my profile. Do you write profiles for people?
I no, but my friend does. My buddy does. He like does it professionally.
Okay, that's what I need. So
for
no,
girls,
I have one, but I don't think it's really working. So I have to do it again. But so I'm going to be reporting on that next week for sure. But let's talk about. I've been throwing out a few mentions here and there about how I received a Sibian because we were just getting to know each other. I wasn't really ready to get into it, but now I'm ready to spill the beans. This thing will change your sex life. You may think you know all about the Sibian, but forget what you've heard because it's so different from any other sex product you've seen before. In fact, it's so much more than just a sex toy. The Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, one that you can enjoy solo or share with a partner. For one thing, it's the only sex product with a unique mountable design that simulates the feel of riding a partner during woman on top position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize her own experience every time she uses it and make it work for her. There's a lot of different attachments. There's actually 11. You can get one that's shaped like a penis. You can get one that's for your clitoris. There's a bunch of different attachments to choose from. There is no limit to the ways you can experience a Sibian, and each machine is as unique as the woman riding it. Also, women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, I know you're out there. You email me every day. Sibian could be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. Repeated rides in the Sibian can train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple O's and increase sexual response with the partner. And because of the unique design of the Sibian, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you can transfer that experience to sex with your partner. The way you move, you'll be able to figure out what you learned on the Sibian with your partner. Oh, and have I mentioned how hot it will be for your partner to watch you play with it? Here's a testimonial from the Sibian website that says it all. My husband and I have been married for 17 years, and I always thought our sex life was okay, but I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had. My body just exploded. It was just unreal what happened to me. I soon realized at the age of 38, with the Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have Sibian to thank. Shelley from Texas. To hear what other happy customers have to say about their sex life changing Sibian, or to order your customized Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. As a special treat for our Sex with Emily listeners, you get $75 off your first order with code Emily75. So check out Sibian.com.
Okay, back
today.
To Jordan, my darling Jordan. How are you doing? Yes, how are your balls
good.
Doing?
They're good. They're nice and dry.
Good. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, so
fresh.
So we got into some stuff that you teach men, but first I have to back up and ask you about, so now you're a stud, and you weren't always a stud, apparently.
True.
But now you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you and I have become closer because now I moved to LA.
Yeah.
You know, we're buddies. We're kind of neighbors-ish.
Yeah.
And I have a garage full of sex toys, as
right.
you know. And Jordan was going on a trip to Vegas with his girlfriend. And
right.
I said, come over. I'm going to put together a little care package
yeah.
for you. And by little care package, I think it was like two shopping bags.
It was like
bags.
A duffel bag full of, which by the way, TSA checks every time. Because I always fly, but she's in Cupertino. So I fly back and forth a lot
okay.
to hang out with her. She's moving to LA next week. But
awesome.
Yeah, I know. So you'll finally meet
it's
her.
Really loud. Okay.
But so I'm always flying with this stuff, and I've got like a frickin' spreader bar, like vibrators.
That's from Sports Sheets.
Yeah, Sports Sheets. A vibrator from Jimmy Jane, which is awesome, by the way.
She loved that one.
Yeah,
but which
sweet.
One? Oh, I gave her the
like
the form five, the form the tongue.
Form
it
seven,
looks like a tongue.
Form five,
form two, or the form three. I can't remember.
Yeah,
go to goodvibes.com and use coupon code Emily, and you can get discount and all these vibrators I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But okay, so she liked the Jimmy Jane.
Loved it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And the spreader bar, did you use it?
We keep not using it, but I've always got it. She's like, I want to try that thing, but then like it just, you know.
So a spreader
moment,
bar, it's
happens.
From Sports Sheets. It's really cool. It's so basically when you're having sex with her, you put the bar, she can put it on her leg so they stay spread.
Right.
That's how you explain
and
it.
And she like digs it. Yeah.
And the hot thing is that you said to me, the funny thing is that you said to me, do you have a spreader bar? And I'm like, what the hell is that? And
yeah.
then I go into my garage and there I had a spreader bar.
And people are like, how did you know about that? And because I'm not like that kinky. Well, I wasn't before I went to your house. And then,
now you're kinky.
And now I'm like, what's this thing? And I have to like Google instructions for use, but it's awesome. Because she's down for whatever, like totally down. I found out about that through my friend who's like a professional straight male escort. And he's
okay.
like, dude, get a spreader bar. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, so here's how this works. And I was like, no way.
He's a professional male escort.
Yeah, I should
so
hook you
women
up.
Pay.
I mean, for your
I
show.
Don't need to
I
pay,
mean, for your show.
But people pay him to just like, just regular women pay him to sleep with them?
Yeah, he's the star of the show called Gigolos on Showtime.
Okay.
And he is, yeah, he's like based in Vegas and like, women pay him and his homeboys to like.
Because we were talking about the Actually on Love Line, which is a show that I host on Thursday nights. You can get the podcast for free on iTunes as well. But we were talking about this the other night that do women really pay for sex?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, they do.
Well, who's his typical client? Like older women or?
No, there's a lot of. On the show, the women are all across the board. Typical clients, though, are not necessarily. There are women that pay for it that you're like, what's that? Why? But the thing is, because it's not about the sex, it's about the seduction, and these guys are pros, literally. Like, they don't just go, all right, let's fuck.
Like, right, like he's, a prostitute or yeah. like a strip.
Like a hooker.
Hooker.
They're not hookers. Yeah. They're escorts. Like, he'll take them out on a date. It's nice. He's like, he tells them what they need to hear. He touches them the right way. Like, not like sex, not right. just sexually. And he'll like make them feel protected and loved. And meanwhile, these women who have been like married to like schleps who don't have any game, they're like, damn, this is how you treat a woman, right? So he knows what's up. And I met him through my show because he used to listen to my show. If that's not props for the Art of Charm, I don't know what
that
is.
That is such props for your show. So, that guys actually.
Yeah. Like, he was like, this is the shit. I love this. And so but he's like, now I'm like calling him for like, you know, I'm like, yo, what about this and this and this? So we're like talking about that stuff. He's super sharp when it comes to this because now it's his job. Before, he was just like a computer programmer.
So any guy can learn how to be good with women. Have you ever? So you don't have any failures in your course?
No, there's the guys who fail are guys who are like coming in to make sure that they can't do this and they just need to like verify.
And
that
they're failing at everything else in their life.
Yeah, they're guys who are like, oh, I can't do this. Why? Oh, well, I'm too busy to go out. And it's like, dude, you're not too busy. You just don't want to because you'd rather feel like a comfortable failure than a guy who's trying to do something and maybe it's not going so awesome for you like your whole life has because you're like a doctor and you can't stand it and be bad at one thing.
Exactly. So exactly, you know? The perfectionist thing and they're afraid. So explain to me some other things that guys can do. If you're teaching them to go to the bar, for example, and you've taught them how to get confidence and how to get the body language, but give me an example if they're walking into, like, what would you tell your guys if they were wanted to meet, they see some hot chicks at the table? Like, what's your approach
to
that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, guys make all of these weird, it doesn't even have to be perfect. Like, guys do all this weird stuff where they're like, I need a good pickup line. It's like, no, you don't. Girls don't give a crap. Or they're like, I'm going to wait till she goes to the bathroom. It's all just, that's all just garbage, and it's all these male strategies that we come up with as amateur dudes are designed to steal us or protect us or like avoid rejection, which is not a winning way to get a girl. So like they're like, I don't want to talk to her in front of her friends. I'm going to wait for her to go to the bathroom. But then you go, why? And they're like, well, if I do it in front of her friends, it would be embarrassing. And you're like, wait, for her or you if they reject you? And they're like, oh, well, both. And then it's like, ah, so basically you're just trying to avoid risk. And here's the problem. Low risk is low reward. If you walk to, like, think about how creepy that is. You're hanging out by the bathroom and you're like, I've been watching you all night with your friends, but now I'm waiting until you're alone and vulnerable so
creepy.
I can come say hi. That's what that is, and guys don't think about that. So if you walk up to a table full of girls and you're like, hey, you guys are super cute. I'm Jordan. They're like, holy shit, that just happened. And if one of the girls is like, ew, go away. The other girls almost always will, one of them will catch you in like 10 minutes and be like, I'm so sorry. My friend is just being such a bitch tonight. Because that doesn't happen. Normal guys don't do that. Guys who are like, hey, ladies, right. Like, can I get you guys some shots? Those are the guys that go up to a table full of girls and the girls are like, ew. D-bag, go
right.
away.
Exactly. We don't want drinks even. That's not even what we want. Like, really. No. And maybe some younger, I don't know, I can buy my own drinks. But we just want you to be interesting.
Yeah. And especially if you handle it in like a really mature way where if the girls are like, it's girls' night out, instead of going, whatever, you guys are bitches anyway,
right.
You go, oh, no problem. I'll be around with my friends. If you guys get a break later, I'd love to get to know you guys better. You guys seem super fun.
It's so easy.
And the girls are like, whoa, he didn't get angry when we like told him that we were doing something. He seems normal. He doesn't like have emotional issues because when guys get rejected, we fucking freak out.
Right. You're like, oh,
and it's like, right. Yeah. And it's like, dude, calm down. They can't reject you. They don't know you. They just don't want to be approached right now. It's totally fine. Meanwhile, then they're watching you and you're like talking to these guys and you're talking
exactly.
to those girls and everyone's smiling and the bartender's like, hey, Jordan, you're back. What's up, man? Harp again or like, you know, Budweiser, whatever, because you know how to make friends with everyone. You didn't wait in line. They see you. Maybe that whole week nothing works out for you. Then you come in next week and like those girls are back there. Meanwhile, the bartender's like, oh, hey, you're that guy who did da 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 last time and like was
right.
nice and not a dick and like polite. You know, like you work it normally. And we talk a lot of in our course about how to like make a bar your home base, like become a regular at a spot, get people, the door guy on your side, get the bartender to serve you first. Like these are little things that build value in a place where me and my coaches, like I don't teach all this stuff myself. Like my coaches and I, we would walk into a bar and it would be like St. Patrick's Day,
right.
An Irish pub, line around the block. We'd go to the front door and the guy would be like, we'd be passing by like, fuck it, we're not going to get
right.
in. The door guy would be like, Jordan, AJ, what's up? Yo, go to the back door in a few minutes. And we'd go to the back door, and then a couple, like, people who think they're smart would, like, go to the back door with us. And we'd be at the back door. He'd pop through and be like, "That with you?" And we're like, "No, we don't know them." Right. And he'd be like, "Okay, sorry, guys." And then they'd be like, "What the hell? You're just going to let those guys in?" And they're like, "Yeah."
So
and
how did you become the man? Just because you are that guy who's comfortable, you go in, you shake the hand, you make friends with everyone.
Yeah, like we
call it. That's what you got to
do. We call it mayor walking.
Right.
Like
mayor
you're the
walking.
Fucking
mayor. It's true. And women find that attractive. I've had guys who always take me to places where they know
everybody.
Yeah, that's what they do. And it's kind of attractive. You're like, oh, you have friends. You're normal. People like you. And I like that. I don't have to wait in line.
Right. It's one of a million concepts. That one's called social proof, where if, for example, if I, and you can just, like role play this in your
own
head.
Let's role play. Okay.
Well, do it in your own head. Yeah. So I'm taking you out on a date. This is two separate Jordans that you met on Match.com or whatever, right? One guy takes you to a place. Your reservation's not ready yet, so you're like waiting and you're standing there, and he's just kind of talking with you. It's fine. He seems normal. You sit down, you have dinner, and you go home. You're like, that guy was cute. He was great. Whatever. It was fun. The next guy takes you somewhere. Then immediately the reservation's not ready, but the guy says, "Oh, Jordan, you're back. Good to see you." And you go, "Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? This is my friend Emily." "Oh, hi, Emily. We're going to take care of you in just a second. We're a little backed up." No, don't worry, Mike. Take your time. We're standing there having fun, just like waiting for our table. They bring us to a table. They're like, "Is this going to be okay for you?" "Yeah, don't worry about it. You guys are busy." We sit down, not the best table, but we're cool, right? We don't care because they're busy and I seem laid back about it. Then they bring us something that we didn't order. "Hey, try this." The manager then comes over and says, "Jordan, good to see you." Shakes my hand. I introduce you, right? Like, that happens all the time when you know people. And then, like, there's free drinks. They hook you up.
Right.
They ask how we know each other. I say we met online. They're like, "Oh, be careful. This guy's a shark."
Right.
Like, joking, clearly joking. Yeah. The server comes by and says, "First round's on me." Like, that happens regularly.
How many times are you an alcoholic? Like, how often do you have to go to the bar till they know
you?
You
don't even have to drink at the bar. You don't even have to drink.
You don't have to be a drinker. That's true.
No.
That's amazing. The social proof. I think that's totally true. And I never really broke it down like that. But for men, they're probably thinking, "I can't do that. I don't want to talk to people." But you teach those skills.
We do. We teach those skills, and it becomes super fun to get treated like royalty. And here's the thing. Even though those two Jordans might have been exactly as much fun or as interesting or as wealthy or whatever criteria you're using, you're going to pick the guy, all the other things being equal, that has social proof, because that says, "I've got connections, I'm normal, I'm nice, I have other friends." Subconsciously, this says this guy's safe but also exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other guy, still a black box but not really in a good way.
Not exciting, right? Yeah. And we had to wait for the table for 10 minutes longer and I was really hungry.
And there's a million other little things like that.
Like what? Give me another one.
Another thing is body language. Like, I might be successful and really funny, but I might be nervous. So if I'm showing you that, subconsciously as a woman, you're going, he's nervous, and it's beyond like cute nervous where it's like, oh, first date nervous. It's like something's weird where he doesn't seem like – he seems so uncomfortable that something's wrong.
Right.
You start to mirror that because you're a human. Mirroring as in like you're kind of like, maybe I should be on guard too.
We do tend to mirror other people's body language. We don't even notice it.
Absolutely,
right.
You will. It's a fight or flight sort of survival thing. Women do it 20 times more than guys because it's part of your – that's why women have this quote-unquote intuition, because you might look at somebody and you don't go, I can read his mind. Your body starts doing what their body is doing, and then you start feeling gross and weird and scared, and then you go, ugh, that guy made me feel weird. He didn't do anything. You mirrored him for a nanosecond and went, oh, I don't like that.
So you show them the right ways to, like, breathe, stand tall.
Absolutely.
Hold their thing. Because so many guys, like, look down, put their hands in their pockets. They don't make eye contact.
Right.
It's so funny because I was in Vegas with my assistant, and she was having fun, like, making out with different dudes and having a good time. She's going to kill me when she listens to this, but I don't really care. But it was funny because I was like, well, I like this guy. And I didn't really know the guy. I was like, you know, I liked him because I said he made eye contact with you. Mm-hmm. He seemed really real. Like, as opposed to this other guy, for example, that was like a douchebag. It's like, you really know. And I'm like, well, what is it? I was trying to explain to her, like, why I thought – because I only met him for 3 seconds. I'm like, why I thought he was the good guy was because he looked me in the eye. He smiled, has a really big smile. He just seemed confident and he just seemed solid. It was confident. It was eye contact. It was the way he was standing, and he was asked me if I wanted to drink. He was just, but it was like he was comfortable with himself.
Yeah, comfortable in your own skin. It's huge.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of guys are going, well, I don't want to be fake. And here's the thing. You're not being fake. You're not normally a nervous fucking wreck when you're talking to people that you're friends with. We're teaching you how to talk to strangers like you talk to your closest friends.
Exactly.
That's all we're doing. We're not – guys are like – or a lot of girls who are like, I'm going to be a harsh critic. They're like, I don't want a guy who's fake. There's nothing fake about being confident. In fact, if you do this stuff enough, the mind follows the body and the body follows the mind. If you show confidence in your mannerisms, you start to become more confident, which allows your body to be more confident, which allows your mind to be more confident. It's a virtuous cycle.
It is.
And that's a good thing, because then eventually you encounter situations where you're like, oh, this is unknown and maybe dangerous. And you're like, you know what? I got this. Whereas if you're normally a nervous fucking mess, you're like, this throws me off even more and I'm freaking out again. You need – this will help you all across the board.
It's kind of like fake it till you make it.
It's
in
fake
a way,
it till you make it.
It
yeah.
is. But that's what we all do. And mm-hmm. I'm still faking this. I don't even know sex. What am I talking about?
Bro,
give
you
me
haven't
some
had
sex
it
tips. No, I haven't. No, it's been like – for me, it's like 3 weeks. It's not a long time. Okay. So I have a question. So what about sex tips? Like, does this – guys must always ask you, like, how do I escalate it from friendship into sex? So what
– We spend a whole day –
what are the big issues that, like, you think that men come – people always ask me, like, what are the top questions you get asked? Like, what about – you have a whole day about sex in your boot camp?
It's not about sex. It's a whole day that's about touching and sexual escalation. So what that is guys are like, well, great, dates are going well. She's like laughing, and she might even be like touching my arm or like swatting at me when I make like a joke or playfully tease her, but like I don't know what to do from there. So we spend a whole day teaching a system of touch and sexual escalation, and that's not like what to do in bed. It's like, okay, you met there in the first 3 minutes. How do you touch and relate in the first 3 minutes? Okay, now you're in a rapport or connection phase. How do you touch in rapport in like the connection phase? What do you do? And again, we videotape it. They practice on female instructors. The female instructors give them like actual feedback. Like, listen, your hand is lingering a little bit too long. Put it over here. This is a more comfortable spot. Or don't do this because this is uncomfortable for women. Or this seemed way too tenuous and unnatural. Don't do that.
This is so interesting. They can right. Because there are certain places like I always notice now just because I've been studying this for a long time and read all whatever. But when I'm on dates with guys, I always notice when they touch me that it means – I always think that are they doing this – like that it means something, like that they're interested, I always think.
Yeah.
But it's like where they touch me.
Yeah.
Like if they start – touching me like in uncomfortable places too early on, like they put their hand on my waist and like I just met you, like
just
this date
met
I went
you.
Last week, we just met, he picked me up, it was a blind date, we're walking to the restaurant and he like put his arm around my waist like in this really uncomfortable creepy way.
Too much.
And then at dinner he kept touching my hand, it was like too much. But then there's guys who do it lightly, like maybe once or twice out the night, and that made me feel more comfortable. Like, just lightly brush my arm or like touch my hand or like, oh, you know what? But it's not, it wasn't creepy lingering.
Right.
So you kind of teach them how to walk
that
line.
Teach them exactly how to walk the line.
Because it really is a slippery slope. Like you can go, it can go either way.
Yeah. And we have a lot of little tricky, cool things that guys can apply. Like for example, you know, when you're walking with a girl that you just met on a first date, do the old school thing where you put your arm out. She'll love that because, one, guys don't do that. And, two, you got to do it right. Like, you lift your elbow up. She will thread her arm through the right way and then put your elbow back down onto your body. Now you're touching her in two places. And then if things are going – like, if you have to make a turn or go through a doorway where you can't both go through, slide your arm down so that her hand goes down to yours and grab her hand, not super tight or anything.
Right.
And then you can walk her into the restaurant and then you can either go back up or you can keep holding hands.
That's
and
good.
Don't look at it and like make a big deal out of it. And you know, what you can do is you can also say like, good, now we're all set. And you can give her hand like a little squeeze. If she squeezes back, it's a huge sign of interest. If she doesn't, it doesn't mean she hates you. It means nothing.
Do you teach them the signs? What are the signs that she hates you then?
You know what? Short, curt answers, lack of eye contact, whipping out the phone.
No one should whip out their phone on a date.
It's obvious stuff, like that she's disengaged.
Right.
She's, you know, kind of just waiting to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
But that's why we don't do dinner dates. We teach like appropriate first dates. Like
what
dinner
is
the
appropriate?
Movie.
What's
terrible
what's
idea.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a movie and sit next to you in a movie where we can't like, is it weird to share popcorn? I have to touch you, whatever. I don't know you. And we're not even talking, getting to know each other.
Right. Not interacting. Like you're being entertained in a dark room. That's something you do as a couple or with a total platonic friend. Dinner's also bad because you're, especially for a first date, because now you're like awkwardly at this formal meal. It's really strange. Like you're eating, which no one looks good eating.
Exactly.
So like she's all self-conscious about it and you order something that's like safe and then she's like, crap, who's paying for this?
Exactly.
And you're like, do I pay? Which the answer is yes, you do.
You guys, you always pay.
There's a lot of the pickup artist guys are like, don't don't buy her anything. Like, no,
fuck that.
You're an
idiot. Buy her something. If you asked her out, buy her something. You never split. You ever be split, then I'm splitting.
Yeah. I mean, it's
just. I'm gone
from
your life. I've just deleted your phone number.
Yeah. And it's. I get why they don't do that because they're like, I've been taken advantage of. Take the power back. But truth be told, that's just some weird crap that, like, the pickup guys are doing because it makes them feel powerful. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work at all. No, she's pissed. She's like, why? You know, maybe some girls are like, oh, I'll get him to pay next time or whatever. But I'm just like out if a guy doesn't pay.
Yeah, no.
So what about texting and sexting? Well, let's start with texting. Guy gets a woman's phone number. Should he text first or should he call? I'm sure
call.
He call. Call?
I would say call. It shows a little more balls. Here's the thing. Actually, it depends. If I meet a girl, say I meet a girl in a bar. We're still in the bar. I leave the bar, she's, you know, because I got to get up in the morning, or she leaves or something like that. I might text within, like, a few hours, like, hey, Emily, great meeting you. Hope, we'll, you know, I'll call you tomorrow. We'll set something up. Sign Jordan. That way she doesn't go, who is this?
Right.
Because that sucks. But it makes sense because she might be testing you. She might have met three dudes. None of your fucking business anyway.
Right, exactly.
And you sign it so it doesn't look weird. Then she goes, Jordan. Or you give her a nickname and that's what you say.
Oh, my God. Guys are always talking about the nicknames. Give a woman a nickname right away.
Yeah. I don't really do that, but it can be fun.
Like, example.
Here's the thing. It always goes back to sort of like callback humor. Like, I'm trying to think of an example that happened in real life to me recently, not recently, but like, you know, the past couple of years. There's like a girl who maybe like spills something on you.
Right.
You know, you can be like, hey, like, what's up, klutzy sloppy pants?
Right.
Like, good meeting you.
Sending you my dry cleaning bill.
Yeah, sending you my dry. Let me know where to send the dry cleaning bill. Yeah, something like that. But like, you don't have to call her klutzy McSloppy Pants in her in everything.
Exactly.
But you can totally save her number as that, and then when you call her, you know, you take a screenshot of what's on your phone, and you can send that as a message. And she's like, "Do you really save my number as klutzy McSloppy Pants?"
It's funny. So it starts at right. It makes it intimate, so she feels like, "Oh,
exactly.
I've got this." It's a kind of an intimate thing.
It
if
is.
Someone calls you a nickname. Women don't even realize that you're doing it.
No, it's all subconscious because the people that have nicknames in your life are those that are closest to you.
Right, exactly. So what about, you text them and then you call them for the first date. But what about sexting?
How soon do you start sexting? You can sext when you have been dating for a while. I don't have a hard and fast rule with this. I would say, well, actually, you know what? That's bullshit. After you sleep with her in real life, then you can be like, hey, that was super hot.
Right.
You know, you're super foxy. Like, I'm daydreaming about it. Don't do that before you have, because then it's just kind of like, ew, are you trying to, like, what are you doing,
And then
bro?
Women are thinking, oh, he only wants to sleep with me, and that could be a turnoff. So I say don't escalate it until you're actually together, because there's so many people who are like, have full-on sexting before they even meet someone. And then you meet him, and it's total
and
buzzkill.
You're like,
I don't even want to have fucking appetizers with him.
Right.
And I was just talking about, you know, sucking you on this text.
Yeah.
And,
no, it's bogus.
Right, exactly.
The way that it starts with that, okay, I'm just going to give it.
Do it.
Jenny's going to kick my ass. But like.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, girlfriend. Okay. She's going to kick my ass. The way that it started with us, I don't really remember, but it was probably something like after we'd slept together, I was like, hey, da-da-da-da-da, that was hot, daydreaming about it. And I think she like straight up sent me a photo of her like in a provocative, not like gross one, but like something kind of sexy. And I was like, oh, that's how it's going to be, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. And then I was like, boom, you know, and that's how that sort of escalated.
So she let her, and she started it.
Yeah, well, she started that. She, like, took it to that level. But I'm sure that I started by being like, yo, last night was amazing. You're super hot. Like, you know, stuff like that. But that was already, like, we were already close. We already, like, slept together a couple times. It wasn't like, great meeting you last night. Can't wait to see them titties in my face. You know?
Don't do that at all.
Yeah, because guys do that shit, and
I'm like, no wonder
she doesn't want to meet you.
Exactly.
Like, the pressure's on now. She thinks all you want is sex, and she's probably right.
Yeah, I had a guy that I just met. He's like, send me some sexy photos of you. Here's one of me. I'm like, ew, delete. Like, I deleted his number. I'm like, I just met you. Like, we're not going there. So don't prematurely sext and get into a total texting thing. But let's go back to the first date. So not a good idea dinner, not a good idea movie. What is the perfect first date?
One of the things that we always say to do at The Art of Charm is to invite her to something you're already doing. So I've broken this rule a million times, but I'll do it depending, again, like learn the rules, master them, so then you can break them because you know when you can break them, right?
Right.
I think Einstein said something like that, or it was like Dalai Lama.
Yes, one of them.
So it's a wise mofo said that. And so, like, first date with Jenny, we went to a place and we ate dinner, but I would never normally do that.
Okay.
Like, first dates in my past are like, hey, I'm going to hike Runyon Canyon on Saturday. Why don't you join me? And, like, she's like, whoa. And I've had girls who could show up and they're like, my friends told me not to come because they're like, what? He's asking you on a hike. That's bullshit. He's cheap. And she's like, actually, I love hiking.
Right, right.
And
that's
so
good.
She showed up and she's like, this person is cool.
Right.
And there's other times where I'm like, hey, listen, I'm going to the Dodgers game with like three of my friends. And we have another ticket. Do you want to come with us? And she's like, normally wouldn't want to be stuck with random people I just met, but I freaking love baseball and you seem cool.
Right.
Because we were already talking on the phone. I've this app that called Voxer that I used to like voice message people. She like looked me up on Facebook and I was like, and I even wrote, no worries. We can drive separately. If you think I'm a weirdo, you can just bounce, no hard feelings.
Okay, and that's good.
So like
you threw
it out there. So she wasn't like, so here's the thing. If inning three rolls up and she's like, there's no chemistry, she can be like, you know what? I kind of have to get going. And I'm like, don't worry about it. And she's not worried about me like fucking sending
right.
her like
death threats.
Because
women are worried. That's what guys have to understand yeah. is that we have a lot of like, we have a lot of red flags that go up. Or so we have a lot of just barriers that can go up in dates. We're worried. Like safety.
Yeah.
And we want to feel safe and we're like not sure if you're a creep or maybe we've been hurt before. You just don't know. Like to go.
Yeah.
And I hate being trapped. Like I always want to drive on dates. Like at first dates, like I don't want
yeah,
to pick me
don't
up.
Don't have somebody pick you up as a woman.
I never
guys
want to pick me
always
up.
Always offer to pick her up. If she says no, totally fine.
Yeah.
So give her the option. Don't be like, all right, when should I pick you up? You can be like, hey, I'm totally down to pick you up, or we can just meet there.
Right.
Give her the option.
Give her the options. Don't be so like controlling
exactly.
and say like this or that. I totally, absolutely agree with you. Those
and
are all good stuff.
First dates, meet at a place near her place. You can even offer to do that. Or you can offer to meet near yours, which then it makes no sense for you to pick her up, and then that gives her that out there.
Exactly.
Don't meet in between. That's stupid. Both of you have to drive. Neither of you know the area generally if you live like in LA where
right.
no one lives in the same neighborhood.
I know. LA's hard for dating.
And plus, if you guys super slam hit it off and you want to go back and like chill, now you're like 10 miles away from yours and 10 right. miles away from hers.
Right.
Just
good
logistics.
Point. This is like, I love that you have broken this down into a science
yeah.
of what to do and what not to do.
The Art of Charm team has spent years and there's like a shitload of us trying new stuff and being like, guys, new rule. Don't do this and this and this. And then we'll all follow that. And we're like, oh, exceptions are. Like we had flow charts and spreadsheets back in the day.
Oh, my God.
We wrote a book on texting that literally we had 15 guys sending. We had sent 3,000 text messages per month every month for a year and kept spreadsheets of what worked
Come
and what
on,
didn't. And
with different women.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you serious?
Hundreds of women.
Guys would die for that. Can they still buy it
yeah,
on your site?
howtotextgirls.com is where it is. And the
okay.
best part is like Cosmo picked it up and was like, none of this shit would work. And then all these self-aware, like all these haters posted. And then a bunch of like really cool self-aware girls were like, this would totally work.
You're like,
on
I've
me.
Done this. I did this.
Yeah.
This was me.
Girls,
I was sucking him 5 minutes
fuck
later.
Yeah. Like girls are like, yeah, the nickname in the book is stupid. It's like Midget Ninja or like, you know, Banana Pants. Yeah,
right.
that's dumb. But they're like, admittedly, my boyfriend calls me dumber shit than this, and it works, and I love it.
Exactly.
So, like,
most
of the time when women argue, oh, this would never work on me, they're just not self-aware enough to realize that it will. Like,
exactly.
Older,
they don't want to think that anything works on them.
Right,
they
yeah,
want to think that
yeah.
it's not that scientific, that it's chemistry, that it's something
yeah,
else.
But, like, women who are not 22, that are, like, 30 plus,
yeah.
they're the ones who go, oh, thank God someone's teaching guys this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, teach them how to do it, because
yeah.
guys just keep messing up over and over again.
Like,
not all men, but they could take class. They could listen to Sex with Emily podcast.
They can.
They can do that. Or Art of Charm podcast, which you can find on iTunes. I was going to read, but first I've got to say, we're going to read an email from one of the peeps that I think uh-huh. that you can help out with. But I need to ask you, Jordan, since we've
yeah.
kind of had this ongoing thing, and I need to ask you about your Kegels because
oh, yeah.
I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp, as you all know if you've been listening to the show.
Yeah.
It's an app for your iPhone that you – it's for men and for women to do your exercises. You download it and it, every day, pop, you can set a timer that says time for Kegel Camp. But
I do that.
People think it's for women. It's more men have emailed me about it. But
Dude.
Jordan –
Yeah.
There's 20 levels.
I love
you're
it.
What level are you
I'm
on?
I'm on level 19, bitches.
You're the
19.
Only people have emailed me that they've been. I don't know anyone. So tell me how it has improved your life, having stronger Kegel muscles, PT muscles?
It's so funny. First of all, my girlfriend and I are competitive, so she's like, I'm almost there.
What level
is
she on?
You know what? She's like doing 19 with me when she's there.
Okay.
But in her car, she's doing like level like 13 or something.
Okay. I'm just impressed. I'm not even there. Okay.
But like, yeah. You're but here's the thing. Like, it's hard now. Like, levels till 10, I was like, meh. This is not that bad. I was like cruising, doing it 3 times a day. Now I do it once a day, and I'm like, oh my God, when is this over?
How long do you hold them for in level 19?
It's like 38 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, dude, and you have to do like 9 of them. So you're holding this, and you're like, I got to remember to breathe and
stuff.
Right,
you have to breathe.
And I didn't before. Before I was like, whatever, I don't have to remember to breathe. Now, when your guidance thing says remember to breathe, I'm like,
38 seconds holding them. That's like, crazy.
And it's awesome because I'll tell you.
Tell me how it's improved your sex life, though.
Not only.
How it's impacted your life.
Not only can I go a lot longer, but I can get to that point where I'm like on the brink and I can be like, nope, I'm shutting it down. And it's like Hoover Dam just slams shut and you're like, boom. And you don't feel, because until you have really strong PC muscles, you kind of can't really control
ejaculation, right? Which is a huge problem for so many men. Yeah. They're like thinking about baseball.
Yeah.
And then now the PC muscles are basically what we're talking about are those pee stopping muscles. So where you stop and start the flow of urine and that's what you tense and relax for 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Jordan's doing it for,
it's insane.
I'm so glad because when we launched it, it was only 10 levels. And then all these people emailed me like, I've gotten to level 10. So
oh,
I
you
love
need
it.
More. Yeah. 20.
Should I do 30 now? Okay. So tell me what, anything more. Else? So sex and how about your girlfriend?
So
how is it impacting?
She's like, holy crap, this is amazing. And also, I'm not gonna, like, this is TMI, but it's your show about sex,
right?
When I get, like, when I used to, like, get, like, aroused or whatever, I'd be like, oh, I've got a little bit of a boner. Now I'm like, oh my God, I have to, like, go and fix this, like, by tucking it in the waistband like I'm 15 because it's so freaking hard
because of the piece, your
yeah.
piece of muscles?
Oh, absolutely. Like the pump or whatever,
like,
I'm 30, working on.
How old are you?
33.
33. So you're not like a. So you see a marked difference.
Oh,
you
yeah.
should be my spokesperson.
I will
for
be.
Kegel Camp because literally your boners are harder and stronger now.
So much harder.
I'm dying. Can you take a picture? Just kidding. But no. Really, with my ball right lotion far. On it, that's amazing.
Well, that's the thing I'm telling you is like, you know, there's a pump or whatever.
And doctors
in there that,
tell
like,
you to do it too. Like, I'm not the only one. Like, it's not like
no.
I'm saying they're good for you. Everyone says they're good for
works.
You.
It works. And it's like. Now I feel like I've got like teenage boners again, and I'm like, holy shit, because it's like whatever is used to fill it up, like the muscles in there that do it are so strong now that it's like boom, like it's potent.
That's
shit.
Amazing because I've heard so many guys, and I've actually witnessed this with men as they get older, they just don't have that teenage erection anymore.
Yeah.
You
no.
don't. You can, obviously don't.
You can literally hang a towel from my boner now.
You can
hit,
oh my God, please send a picture of towel with your runner.
Okay.
I won't share it.
That
is amazing. So anyway, I just because Jordan like will randomly send me a text of like screenshot of like level 19
right.
bitch. I'm
not
like,
of,
oh my God.
Not of my boner.
Not of his boner,
all,
but of his Kegel Camp. So everyone should check it out. I've been talking about it for years, but now here's a man that can tell you that it really works.
And I know people are going, oh, whatever, I do my Kegels at red lights. No, you fucking don't. You talk
no
about it and you
do
don't
it.
Remember to do it. It's $2 or something, like $3.
Yeah, it's
get
an
the
app. Yeah,
it will
it's
remind
a $2 app that will change your life,
yeah,
okay? Change
totally.
Your sex life. Okay, so we have time for an email, and then we're going to have to say goodbye to you, which is really
no
sad because you're going to come back. Hi, Emily. I've just listened to your podcast show for the first time in the UK. I'm a sporty 26-year-old guy who likes to party and socialize with my friends. But unfortunately, I can't seem to get laid in nearly over a year. I meet and get with girls in clubs, etc., get their numbers and start texting, but then nothing seems to develop. Is it something I'm doing wrong, or can you advise how I can get this sorted out, or is it just bad timing? Pleased to hear from you soon, Edward.
Okay, so this is tough because, and I'm going to be as fast as I can. This is tough because there's not enough info here. That's
right.
The thing. Like, guys always go, oh, I'm getting stuck here. And it's like, no, you're not. You think you're getting stuck there, but that's kind of like saying, why are you sick? Oh, because I have a sneeze and a cough and my throat hurts. That's not why you're sick. It's not what you have. It's a symptom. So, like, women aren't answering your texts. Well, if you're meeting girls at a club, maybe they're giving you the number. Maybe they're enthusiastic about it, or maybe they're trying to get rid of you. We don't know.
Right.
Two, if they are giving you the number and they're like, cool, call me, and you're texting, well, now they're like, what's up with this guy? And also, what are you texting? Because if you're like most guys, you're texting, hey, what's up? How's your day? And that's like, I'm not going to answer this shit because it's not compelling.
Exactly. So
right.
Guys, this guy just asked me out, and he sent me the text like, yeah, I've had a really long week at work, so I kind of got a weird schedule doing what I do for a living, period. That was his text. I'm like, You gave me nothing.
Nothing.
I'm so bored. I even forgot who you are, and I'm going to delete your number.
Yeah.
Like, guys have to be more provocative during your text.
It needs to compel a response. Also, you should just call. And the other problem is, here's the thing. You're meeting a girl in a bar in a club. It's like, lights. She's like in party mode. She's had three drinks. Then would you send that lame-ass text the next day? She's fucking ironing and doing laundry. So she's like, and she just had a fight with her mom.
Exactly.
So she's like, I don't feel like dealing with this. Like, you catch her in this emotional state when you get her number, and then she's in a different emotional state when you send her a lame, non-compelling thing. The problem is we always filter communication in our own emotional state. And that's why you can say something to your girlfriend like, hey, are you still screwing around on Facebook? And she'll be like, fuck you!
Right.
And you're like, what happened?
Right, exactly.
Because she's pissed about something else, but she filtered that as you being a dick. So, like, he's probably screwing it up there. He's probably screwing it up in the timing. He's probably screwing it up the fact that he needs to call and the logistics aren't there. Texting is not for saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
It's for,
hey,
like,
hey, well, nice meeting you.
Yeah, no. That's like, you can do that night, then call the next day and be like, hey, super cool meeting you. I'm going out again to this place. Why don't you come with us?
Yeah.
Bring your girls. I'll bring some of my friends. Now you're in a group thing because she doesn't know you. She met you in a club. The safety factor's not there. She doesn't know anything about you. You thought each other was hot last night at 4 a.m. That means nothing.
Exactly.
She's going to go back there and get hit on by 50 more dudes. So he's probably totally a normal, cool guy. He's just not – he's not fishing right.
He's not fishing right.
No.
Okay. So everything I think Jordan has said this entire hour would probably help you, Edward, with this. But thank you for helping us with Edward. Anyone can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. One more thing I need to talk about. Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love a little more, right? AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. They give you 10 free gifts. Who the hell does that anymore? Free gifts. You'll get a sexy surprise for her, a specially selected prize for him, and a little something that you'll both enjoy. Talking about spicing up the sex life, you'll enjoy it. You'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? Not hard at all. Go to AdamandEve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, a game. I'm so into couples games right now. They have these really fun games that you can play to get to know what you both like about each other, what you both like in bed. Try one of those out. Just enter offer code Emily at checkout and you'll get 10 free gifts. That's adamandeve.com. Use code Emily for 10 free gifts. If we haven't talked about your penis enough, I'm going to talk to you about the Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men because it really, well, it just really is. It's the only one that you want. It is a masturbation sleeve. I've been talking about this for over a year and a half now, and I know you guys are all loving it because every guy who got one is like, oh my God, where has it been my whole life? And it's not because you're not having sex. It's not because you're dissatisfied with your sex life. It's just like how I have a million vibrators, or some women have two. It's fine. You should have something as well that just feels a little different than sex, just as good as sex, and a little different than your hand. And also, if you want to last longer in bed, the stamina training unit is awesome. So do me a favor. Because I love you. And if you love me, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you.